This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You can join us here. The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype, and you can Skype into the program here at username lrn.fm. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian. Oh, hang on, Cody. Let me try that one more time. Go ahead.
Cody.
And Johnson.
Yes, the last time we were together was election night.
That's right.
I don't think that things had quite been wrapped up by the time we finished the show. Because you, Cody, launched into a three-hour version, special edition of Off the Air Live afterward to basically wrap out the election evening, where, of course, we then learned that Donald Trump won.
It probably wasn't even decided by the end of that 3 hours, right?
It was darn close. I mean, it was pretty much, it was like a 99% chance.
We were on until 1 in the morning, and I think by the time we got to the last half hour of the show was when, I believe it was the New York Times basically called it.
Right.
And we kind of were of the belief that the New York Times, if they had a bias, would be going towards Hillary Clinton.
Right, right.
So if they're going to call Trump, then we pretty much considered it case closed by then.
Right.
Right, so the toll-free number, again, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. Johnson, I know that you wanted to talk about clothing styles, specifically the clothing styles of the depressed.
Sure, this is from the psychology blog.
All right.
And I just, I think that it's particularly appropriate now. I can probably see some of this in action with some of the liberal Democrats now that are walking around being very mopey and...
They're very sad.
That's true. Depressed and lamenting the turn of events.
By the way, coming up, we'll also talk about hazing, which a lot of these depressed liberals are, of course, on college campuses, and they're punishing each other. We'll tell you about that.
Well, this goes on to say it's going to also tell us what people will wear when they're happy. Jeans.
Jeans are for happy people?
No, jeans are what women are most likely to wear when they're depressed, a survey finds. Most likely to accompany it is a baggy top or a sweatshirt, the research also found. When happy, though, women are more likely to wear something well-cut and made from bright and beautiful fabrics. Only one-third would wear jeans when feeling happy. Hats and favorite shoes were also popular when in a good mood, along with jewelry. Professor Karen Pine, co-author of the study, said, "The finding shows that clothing doesn't just influence others, it reflects and influences the wearer's mood, too. Many of the women in this study felt that they could alter their mood by changing what they wore. This demonstrates the psychological power of clothing and how the right choices could influence a person's happiness. For the survey, 100 women were asked about how their moods affected what they wore. It found that happy clothes tended to enhance women's figures and were more likely to be brightly colored. It also found that favorite shoes were 5 times more likely to be worn by women that felt happy, 31% versus 6%, and hat wearing doubled when women were happy." And so I just find these things sort of like really interesting, strange, sort of like, especially since this is a psychological study, it just sort of is interesting, like behavioral research. Jeans don't look great on everyone. This is from Professor Pine. Jeans don't look great on everyone. They are often poorly cut and badly fitting. Jeans can signal that the wearer hasn't bothered with their appearance. People who are depressed often lose interest in how they look and don't wish to stand out, so the correlation between depression and wearing jeans is understandable. Most importantly, this research suggests that we can dress for happiness, but that might mean ditching the jeans.
Interesting.
Sort of interesting, yeah. The book.
I mean, because a lot of women will wear a pair of jeans, at least in my observation, because they do look good in them.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
Like, they are nice-fitting jeans.
Yep.
The butt looks nice, and that's...
Sometimes they'll have, like, lace sewed onto the side of the jean, or some sort of, like, crazy, cut patterns.
So then again, maybe that's the third. So they said a third of women will wear jeans when they're happy, but two-thirds will wear them when they're depressed.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You know, I'm sure that there's, a little bit of a percentage there. And it's, again, then what's the top, too? You know, are they wearing a baggy sweatshirt for a top, right, or are they wearing the tight jeans and then they're wearing some sort of, like, you know, brightly colored something kind of top?
Because I would imagine that the top would make more of a difference.
Right.
And as we said before the show, I would think if you were depressed, you know,
sweatpants.
You'd be wearing sweatpants.
Right, something
jeans.
Simple, something frumpy, something you could just throw on and not have to think
just
about.
Just something that says, I don't care.
I wonder what the psychological state of the women that wear yoga pants are, because those are, they're everywhere.
They are all over the place. Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, it says the book containing the study was published by University of Hertfordshire Press, Letcher and Pine, 2012. And that's basically it. Very brief, very to the point. I just thought it was interesting and, you know, something to look out for, I guess, if you start seeing a lot of people now wearing, you know, frumpy jeans and, you know, big baggy sweatshirts, you know that person is depressed. And I also just think it's kind of interesting to, you know, if you, like, the hats and shoes thing is kind of interesting, too, is just to be able to get a little bit of a read on someone's.
And it said that women were more likely to wear hats if they were feeling good.
Right.
Correct?
Like double, like really, like it's a really big indicator that a woman's in a hat, she's probably a happy woman. You know, at the time.
Maybe it doesn't register with me, but I don't tend to see women wearing hats in general, unless it's like some big wide brim thing. You don't see them in ball caps or anything like that typically.
Well,
but
that's not necessarily true. I mean, I guess, you know, women go into sporting outfits, you know, are in a good mood. They're happy, you know, they're wearing a baseball cap or something.
Well, if you're going to be playing sports or whatever, then you're likely not depressed because.
Meant more in a spectator sort of capacity, not necessarily.
But still, one of the solutions for getting out of depression is to get physical, do physical activity.
Yeah.
So that could be another indicator, I guess.
I wonder if, I put it out there to the listener.
Sure.
If there are any, you know, people out there that have, you know, input or whatever, like, that's not true.
Well, have you noticed? Right. I mean,
find it interesting that right now at the moment I am wearing a hoodie, jeans, and no shoes.
Does that mean you are feeling depressed?
Less so than last week, but, you know, apparently maybe a little bit.
What do you wear when you're in a good mood, though? So do you wear brightly colored clothing? Are you a woman?
Well, that was my next question. Does the study study men, or is
it appears that this was pretty focused on women?
Okay.
I don't know if guys spend as much time really fretting about their clothes.
Right.
If I'm like going out, sometimes I'll get like a button up shirt or something. Right. But
I mean, the guy is more likely to be concerned over his clothing when he's looking to attract a mate, I would say. They're going to be a little more cautious about that, at least in my experience.
That may or may not indicate a good mood, you know.
That's true. I'm somebody who just doesn't really care, but then again, you know, I have a girlfriend at this time. Generally,
not that that's ever made a difference for you.
No, I never really have cared very much. But I can definitely see what they're saying about, you know, depressed people are less likely to take time.
Although I think you're generally in a better mood when you wear that purple and blue hoodie that you have with the tapes on it.
Yeah, that's true.
It's brightly colored.
That's a good one. So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can talk about your clothing choices, whether you are depressed or happy.
I think Ian is happier when he's representing outdated technology on his clothing.
Something I've never really understood. Now, Johnson, you went to a college. You went to an art college.
Yes.
And Cody, did you go to any kind of college?
I went to a community college.
So did I. I went to a community college for 2 years. It was a waste of my time, and I would have liked to have gotten the time back. But at least it didn't cost me anything. I had a state scholarship.
That's about how I feel about it.
So, it didn't cost me any money. It cost me time, but not any money. So I never had to deal with the whole sorority / fraternity situation.
Right.
Was that something that existed at your college?
Yep. I think I want to say Phi Delta Theta was the fraternity that I pledged very briefly just to see what it was all about.
Did you get hazed?
It wasn't really hazing. I mean, there was really not hazing rituals per se for the fraternities. That was, you know, it was an art school, so you know, it was kind of not that same kind of environment. But I did get a gigantic welt because I went out and we played paintball.
Oh, okay.
So I got hit.
That's fun.
I got hit a couple times. But
where'd you get hit?
In the thigh, and I think on my side, kind of like my back.
Okay.
I just got two in quick succession. Yep. You know, like as I was running from place to place, I guess, tat, tat.
Was it outdoors or indoor?
Indoor. It was like a warehouse kind of situation. It was fun. It was really good. Until I got hit. That hurt.
Yeah. Well, you know, depending on where you get hit, it could be a lot worse. I've seen people get hit in the neck.
I mean,
ouch.
Yeah. So we had helmets. I mean, they were mandatory. Yeah. Like, you had to wear eye protection and helmets. But
usually don't protect
your clothing. The clothing was not thick enough that I was wearing. Had I known, I didn't realize how bad the impact from a paintball gun was.
Oh, you know, yeah. Like, so it was your first time.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, well, let's talk about fraternity / in this case, sorority hazing happening in Albany, New York. And some of these girls apparently have been arrested for this. 855, 450, free. Have you been in a sorority or fraternity? Was it worth it? It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, and beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype, username lrn.fm. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything you want. Coming up, we'll talk more about some college girls, sorority sisters that are in trouble for hazing.
Sounds like you're talking about a movie.
It does, doesn't it? So hazing. Yeah, it's actually been a long time since we talked about hazing on the show. It was a topic that we discussed years ago, but I think it's probably been like several years since we've talked about it. And it's still happening out there, and some of it sounds pretty awful. We'll share the story with you, and you can join us here as well. Also, if you had but one day to teach someone about economics, what would you tell them? Well, if you don't have an answer, that's okay, because for over 70 years, the Foundation for Economic Education has been providing free resources to teachers and students. Their newest course, Economics in One Day, will give you a breadth and depth of knowledge on how economics works that you'll be able to teach to others. Fee gives you tools for that as well. You can take Economics in One Day now for free at fee.org/FTL and learn key economics concepts, the inspiring vision that the market economy brings, and the challenges that government solutions face. Start today at no charge at fee.org/FTL. That's fee.org/FTL. And learn why entrepreneurship matters. We go to your phone calls and thoughts. First up, Mike is in Indiana. You're listening on your iPhone. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Thanks. What's on your mind tonight, Mike?
Well, I wanted to talk about astrology, and I think Johnson and I are going to go at it. Would that be correct?
Probably.
Well, you had reached out on, I think it was Facebook or something like that. And you said you wanted to debate us at Porkfest. And I, informed you that we don't go to the Porcupine Freedom Festival these days. They banned us from the event, so that's not likely going to occur. I said, well, we have a radio show, and we talk about all kinds of things here. So by all means, it sounds like you are someone who supports astrology, which is, correct me if I'm wrong here. Astrology is the belief that one can have their future predicted based upon the month in the year in which they were born.
Well, let's use another definition and see if you agree. What about the influence of the planets, sun, stars, and moon on humans and natural events on Earth?
Okay.
So what think on that one, don't you, Ian?
How do you feel, though, about the fact that all the astrology signs this year were basically proven to be incorrect?
That was NASA.
They added a 13th sign.
No, they kicked that out.
They took it out?
Yeah, check it
out. Who's they?
The NASA doesn't dabble in astrology. No, come on. These are scientists.
Right.
I'm a scientist.
Right, but astrology is supposed to be based on science, right? You're trying to tell me it's not magic, right? Isn't that the basis of your argument?
It was. First of all, let's go back to the definition. Neither one of you commented. Neither three of you, I'm sorry. There's Ian Johnson and
Cody.
The other gentleman.
Yeah, we get Cody here as well. And I don't know how Cody feels about astrology. This is a topic we have not broached on the show thus far. Cody, why don't you just weigh in real quick here?
I don't at all live and die by astrology. I know there's some people that won't get out of bed before reading their horoscope, which I think is stupid, Mm-hmm. And I think to a lot of degree, you shouldn't have this in any kind of identity which, limits who you are, what you can do. It takes
based
a certain amount of free
born.
Will away from you.
Yeah.
With that said, however, the way I understand astrology is that, the position of the planets and stars and sun and moon during your time of birth may have some sort of effect on your energies, which in turn will shape your personality in a certain way, and I have noticed that there are a lot of occasions where, you know, I'll find out somebody's sign and go, okay, you know what, that makes a lot of sense because of their personality. Myself as a Pisces, I think is actually pretty accurate.
So, wait. So, let's see how this is. So, what would you say without, because I don't think you know my birthday. Would that be correct?
Who, me?
No.
Either of you.
I tried to find Ian, Mark, and Johnson's birthday, and apparently you guys are going underground.
So kind of hard to hear. I don't know if you're on a handset.
I'm in a basement apartment. I think my first guess
is that you'd probably be an Aquarius.
Wrong.
Ronald Reagan was an Aquarian. Dwight David Eisenhower was an Aquarian.
Yeah.
FDR was an Aquarian. Abraham Lincoln was an Aquarian. And it is the leader sign. And
the question
maybe
is,
George. Hey, hang on a second. No, I'm a Sagittarius.
Would Ronald Reagan remember that?
Hang on. Ruled by Jupiter, the planet of knowledge and education.
Hello,
can you hear me?
No, yeah. I was just asking whether or not Ronald Reagan would remember that he's an Aquarian, you know, before.
His
wife Nancy brought an astrologer into the White House, if you remember correctly.
Look, I'm a pretty big skeptic on this one, and I, you know, generally consider myself open-minded to, you know, things of spiritual nature or energy and all that. But I'm a pretty big skeptic on astrology. I mean, it just seems like a way for companies and hucksters to make money off of people by telling them their future based on the place that they were or the time in which they were born. And you know, when I remember when I was a kid, I actually did a science project about astrology where I took different astrological predictions from like different companies that offered them and compared them with one another. And of course, they weren't in any way similar.
Right.
So
they contradicted each other.
Yeah, they contradicted each other and they predicted different things for the people in the same
Let's
sign.
Give this a second shot. So you've been listening to the show for right. This is Michael.
This is Mike in Indiana.
Mike.
Right.
So,
Evansville, Indiana.
So you've listened for a little while. So you know of me. You've heard me on the air. So second shot. Cody knows me pretty well. He was way off as to what my sign is. What would you guess that my sign would be?
Well, if you'll give me a couple of seconds or minutes, I can, with pretty reliable accuracy, determine, not guess, by asking a few questions.
Oh, yeah,
for example, I'm sorry, you guys can laugh, but, you know.
If they're not related to my date of birth, I'll be impressed.
I'd rather do this in person. Nobody in Evansville at the two universities is willing to do it.
No, well, I like this game, so I may be impressed as long as it doesn't actually, like, ask what my birthday is. But, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Go ahead with the questions.
Well, I don't react. I can't see you. The three most stubborn signs in the zodiac are Capricorn the goat, Aries the ram, and Taurus the bull. Do you consider yourself innately stubborn? Everybody's got a streak in them.
Extremely.
Well, we gotta be stubborn. We gotta dig in. But what about stubborn? I mean, I just gave you.
Yeah,
he just said yes. Extremely
very
stubborn.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not eliminating those.
Okay.
You like really hot food? I mean, pepper hot, ghost pepper hot.
I like spicy food, but I know some people here in Keene that put me to shame, and I just. So, yes,
well,
I like it,
in
but...
another category.
Yeah.
All right, hold on, Mike. We're going to let you continue with the questioning here in moments. We'll see if you can discern Johnson's sign. And I probably have been made aware of what your birthday is, Johnson, but I don't recall offhand what it is. Nor do I know enough about what the signs supposedly stand for to have any kind of guess. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Dial on in here toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about astrology, actually. A guy called in. He wants to debate. And right now, so he's a supporter of astrology. Cody, you sound like you're pretty much on board with some of it. You know a thing or two about the various different signs. You took a guess at what sign Johnson was, and what did you guess? Pisces?
I guessed Aquarius.
Aquarius.
I think my second guess will probably be Leo.
Well, we don't want
Aries.
We don't want him to answer that because the more guesses you make, the fewer choices that our caller will have to make from. Because obviously, right. You know, he's got a 1 in 12 chance, or at this point, 1 in 11 chance of getting it right because you are not an Aquarius.
That's the only one I've denied.
So. Correct. So we're going to go back to Mike listening in Indiana, and I'm a pretty big skeptic on this. I mean, it just seems to me to be a method for hucksters to make money off of people who want to know what their future is. And ultimately, obviously, there are people who are born in every month of the year that are very, very different from one another. So, I mean, the idea that they're all the same or similar seems pretty ridiculous just on its face. But regardless, you've asked a couple of questions of Johnson. Can you recap the questions so far, Mike, so that way our listeners just tuning in can catch up?
Well, yeah, I asked if he was extremely stubborn. I believe he answered yes.
Yes.
You know, stubborn, the average guy. And I think we could put him in the the spicy food. I don't mean oregano, thyme. I mean pepper, capsaicin.
I put sriracha on my eggs.
Oh, that you're a wimp.
Just for New England, that's pretty spicy.
You're not Agent Johnson in that Matrix thing, are you?
Wait, hey, what?
Mike, something's with your phone. It just kind of keeps dropping down in its...
Make sure your mouse is ready.
Can you hear me now? Because I'm in a basement apartment. Is this okay?
Yeah, it's not the signal that's the problem. It's just like you're not talking
like
right into it.
Dripping away from your mic.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay, now.
So go ahead with the... You had more questions. Now, how many questions how many do you have to ask?
He asked the last... asked a question before.
If I may, I'm going to ask two more because I have dozens if we don't have time.
Okay.
So we'll limit it to two. Leader, take charge person, and follower. I define a leader as someone who can lead in many ways, take charge person, can make it happen. And a follower seems to be a negative characterization, but I like to say, if the queen bee had no worker bees, there would be no honey. What does Johnson generally consider himself?
I'm a switch. it just depends on the situation. I mean, if there's something that I really want, I take the helm, you know, no problem.
Yeah.
But
no,
in general, I'm not, I have to be interested, and a lot of the times I'm not necessarily interested in leading, but I definitely have no problem.
No, I get it. We're going to put you in one of the two categories. Now, last question. This is very abbreviated. Give me the birthday or sun sign of your last or current significant other.
Okay. I guess the person that I'm with currently is a Scorpio.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, and like I said, this is very abbreviated, so we can, you know, be it as it may. Compatibility with Scorpio is Pisces. I'm going to eliminate Pisces. We've eliminated Aquarius. Pisces. You're not a Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay.
How many did we have to eliminate? There's only 12. We've eliminated
well,
two.
Well, but if I say you're not one and you are one, game over. Okay? Is that fair?
Okay.
Johnson, is that fair?
Yeah,
that's fair.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So the other compatibilities with Scorpio would be Cancer, which is a leader sign.
Okay.
We're gonna whittle you down to three, and if you're not one of those three, because this could go on for minutes,
depending on
how many beers I have at the local bar, we will say that you are either, Capricorn, Taurus, and Aries. I think you're an Aries, Gemini, or Cancer. I think you're one of the three.
Actually, I'm very impressed. I'm actually very impressed.
I didn't guess this.
I am a Cancer Gemini cusp. With Scorpio.
Well,
sign.
There is no cusp unless you know time. There can be a cusp.
I do know time. I do know time, and that's why I also know that I'm Scorpio ascendant.
Right. Well, I am Cancer rising, Sagittarian sun, Cancer rising, and Libra moon.
So wait a minute. Hold on, Johnson. I mean, you're the resident skeptic here.
He gets down to the fact that he put Scorpio, Gemini, and both.
Ian, this was not based on guessing, my friend.
Because I was going to say, I mean, he asked if you were one of the three.
Right. And what I said was, if he was not one of the three, game over. I lost.
Right.
That's what I said.
Yeah. But if you're guessing three out of a...
But I have to give it to this. He put Aries as the third, and my third is Scorpio, and Aries and Scorpio in terms of personality.
I just threw the three out there. I have a piece of paper. Do it on a smartphone note thing or whatever. But I'm just doing this off the cuff.
But what I'm saying is the sign that you lost the game on, you threw the three out and one of them was wrong, right? The Aries was wrong. However, I was Scorpio ascendant, and Aries and Scorpio, I think, are pretty closely related in terms of personality.
Well, they're both
types.
Ruled by Mars, the planet of war.
So I'm just saying, it was almost a three. It was almost three for three.
So are you going to be a believer now, John?
No.
Hey, when's Ian's birthday? When's your birthday, Ian?
I'm not going to talk about that.
Ian, come on. No wonder why you got banned for 45 cents.
I don't like it when I get birthday wishes from people. I'm not interested in that.
I'll send you a Himalayan salt shot glass.
Look, all right, let's get back into this, though. I mean,
shout out to Cody.
You know, I've already got one.
If you want to take a crack, if you want to take a guess, you can guess me if you want. I'm fine.
I don't guess, Ian.
Okay. You want to take an educated crack or whatever?
Jupiter's a planet of education and knowledge.
Yeah. So let's see. What were the questions? Do you like spicy food? Are you a leader? And what was the first
one? Take charge or follower.
I mean, I don't like to be the leader, but I have been it at many times. I'm a reluctant leader, I guess you could say. And I do like spicy foods.
Okay,
and
well then,
what was the other one?
Let's just make it simple. Give me the birthday or zodiac sign of your current or last significant other, and then. Like I said, I've got dozens of questions.
Birthday of my current significant other or sign would be a Leo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to put you in my category, Sagittarian. And I'm going to put you in Libra. And let's see, what else can I do here? Scorpio. Let's just go with that. I think you're one of the three.
All three are wrong.
That's okay. Good. Yeah. But I'm off the cuff, brother. It's off the cuff. Let's throw some science. Since I have a science back in here, may I add some science to it?
Yeah, sure. I'm sure Johnson would appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, there's been much research on that personalities have a chemical basis. Please Google Eisen's three-factor personality model, which is basically very similar to Hippocrates, who had four personality types, mm-hmm. Then go to Gray's reinforcement sensitivity theory, and it underlies individual difference in reward, punishment, motivation, and choose to study and predict anxiety, impulsivity, and extroversion. And lastly, we'll do Cloninger's, which is a notable psychiatrist and geneticist who determined that hereditary personality traits can pass on. In other words, genetic memory. There's also a very famous French statistician, psychologist, and I may be saying this, Gogoin, who did a double-blind randomized study in the 50s. He went to Sorbonne, I think. I don't know if I'm saying this right. Mm-hmm. I speak Spanish. But
what does, I mean, what is throwing all these scientific studies?
Because there's a scientific basis.
But what does all that have to do, I mean, chemical makeups, all that, what does that have to do with the position of the planets when you were born?
Well, what it has to do is, do you know what particle entanglement is?
It sounds familiar. Is that quantum physics?
Well, it's in quantum physics, but there's a guy, you're going to know his name, that years ago thought it was he called it spooky action at a distance.
Einstein,
Albert
correct.
Einstein, and it was proved right. It has been proved right. In other words, we're doing Cancer or Scorpio. It could be millions of miles away. Scorpio is Mars. Cancer is the moon, 250,000 miles away. They influence what goes on here on Earth. In other words, personalities have chemical bases. ADHD. What is it?
But what the hell does the position of the planets have to do with the chemicals?
Because particle entanglement, it can affect what goes here on Earth. That's why I ask you for definition right off the bat.
That doesn't make
I mean,
sense
I can lend
me.
Legitimacy to this in a couple ways, saying that the moon, for example, it's well known studied that people behave strangely at full moons. You know that it tends to happen.
Is that true?
Yeah, it's true. Oh yeah, that's
absolutely.
Is that because they already know something's weird about a full moon, and so therefore their beliefs about
teen wolf happenstance
or
we're 65% water, Ian. We're 65% of the tide.
Well, obviously the moon affects the tides. That's due to gravity.
Right.
Well, but we are 75-70% water. The moon has a tremendous... In fact, we had a supermoon last night here in Evansville.
Uh-huh.
It was the closest it's been in 70 years. And also, there's again, my definition of astrology was the effect of the stars, planets, sun, and moon on humans and nature. We also had, 2 days ago, a devastating...
Hold that thought, Mike. I just realized we're in the middle of our commercials here, and we hadn't gotten the audio. We haven't gotten the audio.
Millions of dollars to lend, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com, and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com. 45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And there was some confusion there, and apologies to our radio listeners. I think we kind of went into the break without our commercials playing, so I don't know what radio listeners heard. They probably heard the commercials. So we have Mike on the line in Indiana. He's actually still there. Mike, are you with us?
I am with you.
Okay, good, good. Yeah, because we weren't really done with this, and there was just a weird technical difficulty there, so I apologize about the confusion.
No.
You'd called in tonight to talk about astrology on this night, which I thought would be the best night for it because Johnson's here, and he's probably the most of skeptical
right.
of all of the hosts on Free Talk Live. I'm a pretty big skeptic on this one as well. Cody, you're kind of on board with our caller on this one, right?
I am not completely on board with astrology.
Like, you don't read your sign, your horoscope every day.
No, there's absolutely no obsession about it. I've done minimal research, and really all it is dating wise, I'd be interested to know what the sign is of my partner. Besides that, you know, I think there might be something to some of this, but I think it's not really going to change our lives majorly in a lot of ways. Like, okay, so there's a super moon yesterday. I got drunk like I usually do. Of course, I acted crazy.
You turned into a werewolf.
You know,
how does the moon?
It didn't seem like it was that crazy. And I do follow a lot of these new age type of websites that mm-hmm. will always say, you know, major energy shifts coming. You know,
you actually have crystals.
Frequency upgrades. And I do. I've since come to a...
But you don't believe that the vibration of the planets can affect the vibration of individual people to change their frequencies so that they operated on these different set specific frequencies that we would call the astrological signs?
No, I do believe that, okay. Yeah. I just... All I'm
I put it in
is,
Cody terms. He's like, yeah. Now I'm on board!
Yeah, yeah.
No, I do. All I'm saying is I don't live and die by it.
Right.
I don't really care. I'm more interested in, new age stuff and the quantum physics that's starting to, you know, combine the mysticism with science using things like sacred geometry and things like that.
So the thing that I could say about the moon and lunacy, and, you know, the thing I was saying that is a proven kind of thing, that's why it's called lunacy, is that maybe, you know, you talk about gravity and gravity affecting tides, human beings being largely water, that, you know, I could see maybe there's some sort of scientific basis or could be some sort of scientific basis for that particular gravity having a stronger effect on certain people, and that, you know, it's literally pulling the chemicals in their brain in a certain way, you know, because of their fluids, you know. I don't know, you know, just putting it out there, like, could there be a scientific basis for that? I don't know.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, then if you hung them upside down, would that make them less crazy?
I don't know. Maybe.
If you were forced to spend time fast, maybe.
So, Mike, you know, I like I said, I'm a pretty big skeptic here. I just don't. I mean, even if you accept the idea that the planets could have some sort of an effect on a person, if we're talking about vibrations, wouldn't the vibrations of the mother and father have a much greater effect on that individual? I mean, obviously, it wouldn't be hard to find people born within the same month who are diametrically opposed to one another in their personality types. I mean, come on. The idea that everybody born in the month of fill in the blank is the same is absurd.
It's not absurd.
It seems that way to me.
You may not
have
studied it for 30 years like I have. The bottom, and I have a science background. I have a degree in microbiology from Indiana University. I've had 25 hours of organic chemistry. But anyway, it's not absurd.
Do microbes have science?
Well, basically, their DNA is this, pretty much, they always say a chimp's DNA is, what, 99.5 to a human? Well, a microbe is like 97. And there's junk DNA we don't understand. And I'm going to give you a quote real quick. You'll know who this guy is. That we can now think of no mechanism for astrology is relevant but unconvincing, no mechanism for continental drift when proposed by Wegener. He was right, and those who objected on no mechanism were wrong. That was Carl Sagan.
Right.
So what I'm trying to say is it's old magic, new science. And the Catholic Church demonized astrology. It was around 340 A.D. when they were hooking up with the Roman Empire and getting rid of those gods. And what they did is they demonized astrology as the work of the devil. Women were second-class citizens. And homosexuals, it was punishable by death and more. And priests couldn't marry. But what I'm trying to say is we haven't studied it. It's been put down by mainstream science. They don't understand it. And the ancients understood it, but they understood it in a different way. Personalities have a chemical basis.
Well, I could believe that personalities have a chemical basis, although I tend to think that environment's a factor as well. I mean, I can believe that, but I don't understand how, you know, the planets, which are a long distance from here, have any effect on
particle
chemicals.
Entanglement.
Yeah, but just saying that doesn't actually, like, persuade me.
No, of course not.
So here's what
it doesn't, prove it because there's not been, it's way beyond where we're at now.
What I'm wondering. So would this mean that, as far as astrology goes, that the planets themselves have their own personalities? Is that the idea?
That sounds ridiculous.
Well, and I'm trying to figure out, like, okay, so why would Mars have this certain effect on people's personalities? Would that mean that Mars
is the god of war.
Has a personality?
Scorpio, too. You know, but, you know, you're beyond my pay grade. I'm not trying to tell you I know everything there is about it. I just know that, you know, I knew it a long time ago. And women, by the way, are more into astrology, but I don't know, 10, 20 to 1 than men, intuitively. No.
Yeah.
But I don't this is very complex, and we haven't talked about rising sign, moon sign, which I've gotten into in the past few years. I've studied sun sign astrology maybe 30.
Well, I did mention that I'm Scorpio rising. That's my ascendant sign.
I have a Scorpio sun. Very driven.
I saw a movie called Jupiter Rising.
Yeah,
or no, Jupiter Ascending.
Yeah,
that's
Jupiter
what it
Ascending
was.
Was good.
It was all right.
What, Ian's Jupiter Ascending?
It was no, you know, it was no Matrix, but you know, it was entertaining for a couple hours.
It was no Sucker Punch.
Hey, Mike, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate the discussion, and you know, maybe somebody out there is persuaded. Thanks for the call.
Did you see Ian, that the director of The Fifth Element is going to be putting out a new movie?
Yes, I did. What's it called? Valerian.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it looks a lot like The Fifth Element, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. The movie. Realistically, it's like, whoa,
right?
Crazy.
I don't know if there is. I don't think there's any relation between the two.
I don't think so either.
Besides the fact that it's the same director, right. And so likely it will have some similar style to it. You can share your thoughts here. We got Dennis. He's calling from Sarasota, Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dennis.
Hey, guys. I just want to add a little bit of truth to the astrology thing. So there is a thing about, if you're born during a winter month, because it's darker out, you'll tendly have a less energetic personality, and they've proven that. But that's only like in the northern hemisphere or the southern hemisphere. It's generally, most people's moods are like in the mellowness. Like the whole thing about astrology, really not much scientific fact for that. For example, the entanglement he's talking about, well, one, you could have an entanglement from the Andromeda galaxy. Like, as much matter as there out there, think about that. Why would it be just planets in our inner solar system?
That's a great question, yeah. Why only this solar system's planets? Right. Yeah, and I think that, you know, our caller had suggested that there wasn't much science on this, but I don't believe that. I you know, I haven't looked, but I suspect there have been people who've tested these theories and have found that it's ridiculous.
Well, that's why quantum entanglement and quantum physics are now, you know, always the go-to, because it's the science that's not really studied quite well yet.
I see.
And so quantum physics is used to explain all sorts of ridiculous things.
Well, plus, in order to truly study those claims, wouldn't you have to have someone on those planets or, you know,
yeah,
nearby
sure,
them
yeah.
to sample things from their the planets you could actually land on? Some of them are gas balls, right?
Yeah, it's a sample size, too. If you have 1,000 people, I guarantee you'll find one person in there that fits these qualities for this particular month. Now, given that Earth has 7 billion people, I guarantee you're not going to split all 7 billion into equally. It just doesn't, once you start going down the numbers, it doesn't work out. But you're right, the planets are so different. They're not even spaced out evenly. I mean, Neptune's so far out there that you can't see it with a telescope. Well, not one that, you know, we have here based on Earth that you could get a hold of easily. Like, also another little mind-blown fact. The other night you were talking about caffeine and coffee and about how coffee is just a caffeine vessel. And I love coffee. And actually, coffee is loaded with vitamins. Did you know that?
Did not know that. No, that's interesting.
Yeah, vitamin D and vitamin C are water-soluble vitamins, which means that they'll break down with water. They're not fat-soluble vitamins. So when you heat up a brew of coffee, you're getting vitamin D and vitamin C, which vitamin C happens to be an antioxidant. So along with vitamin B for energy, you've got a little bit of antioxidant to, you know, cut out the cigarette you just smoked.
It's a miracle drug. Hey, Dennis, great info, man. Thanks for hanging on for that. I appreciate you sharing that info with us tonight. Hour number 2 is on the way, 855-453.
Funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.